Real Magazine Rip.
Tidal Marsh Madness.
The Edister Fiend is the Dinner Snare Bam Piper.
Yes, what the Lush of an LG Lop. Who is the Akal Lush, the Bob Hosh, Ash, the Farmer, and the Bull of the Beatman.
You have failed mine.
Now it begins!
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Richard and Alana with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Premier David Crisafulli aims to tackle youth crime by broadening the adult crime, adult time laws by implementing new charges. The additional charges come after a 13-year-old boy was charged with attempted murder following an alleged stabbing at a Brisbane supermarket. Mr. Crisafulli says, "We will be focused on making sure that we can get this state to be a little bit safer for everyday Queenslanders." In other local news, the future of Cloncurry's only doctor clinic is in question amidst Australia's worsening doctor shortage. Unlike in other remote Queensland towns, the Cloncurry private practice has not been owned or operated by Queensland Health. The clinic's owner, David Hall, says he is quitting the clinic for the sake of his mental health and is willing to sell the clinic. Dr. Hall says, "Unfortunately, the number of doctors has dropped off and it's just been unsustainable both financially and physically to continue running the practice as it is." In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is set to announce an upgrade to the St. John and God Midland Public Hospital in Western Australia. The multi-million dollar project will upgrade one of Perth's busiest hospitals, which the federal government will cover $200 million, and if re-elected, the Western Australian government will cover the rest. The upgrade will include additional hospital beds, operating theatres, ICU care beds, and a redesign of the neonatal unit to serve the fastly populated area. The announcement is set to kick off a week of health announcements.
Researchers estimate that 13,000 people in Victoria's northwest region are living with skin cancer, according to Integrated Cancer Services data. The region in Victoria's north has revealed new data about skin cancer among its residents. According to the service, the region is 34% above the Victorian average. "My GP always said to me, being a lifelong tennis coach goes against me," Andrew Crossman, a recent skin cancer patient, has said. "Time in the sun and accumulative hours," he said, "look, there's every chance you're going to get something along the line." Residents have stressed that there should be a standardized care of to help combat skin cancer. In international news, a Norwegian space test rocket has exploded 40 seconds after takeoff. The Spectrum rocket was the first attempt at an orbital flight to originate from Europe. Many European nations, including France and Britain, have shared an interest in the growing market of commercial space missions. "We had a clean liftoff, 30 seconds of flight, and even got to validate our flight termination system," Daniel Metzler, CEO and co-founder of Isar Aerospace, has said. "Our first test flight met all our expectations, achieving a great success." The company has said it will analyze the test data and try again as soon as possible. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with a chance of a possible shower. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected 29. The fire danger is zero and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you, Richard and Lana, for those Zedlines. And a big thank you to Kim Salmon for jumping on the phone all the way from Melbourne to chat about the new album and the show this Friday at The Bearded Lady. I'm going to leave you now with a song from another band that you'll be able to catch that night. They're playing support. This is The Stress of Leisure with Coffee and Internet. You're listening to Suffering Jukebox here on 4ZZZ.